This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 19. No more alienation. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 3. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. We will not understand our position as priests if we don't understand that we are sinners. We must recognize that the Bible's practice of having priests came from our alienation from God. There are no excuses or exceptions. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In 1 John 1:8, we read that if anyone says that they are without sin, they deceive themselves and the truth is not in them. This is the fundamental part of the truth we have from God. Job understood this. Concerned that his children might have sinned, he prayed to God, asking the Lord to forgive and cleanse them. In God's grace, Job took on the role of a family priest and offered sacrifices for his children. In setting up the temple and worship practices of ancient Israel, God assigned the role of priest to offer sacrifices as a sign of forgiveness of sins for the people. In its final development, the priesthood is fulfilled in the finished work of Jesus Christ, our perfect high priest. He shed his blood as the ultimate sacrificial lamb and took away our sins once for all. Because of Jesus' own work as priest, we are no longer alienated from God. We are forgiven our sins and set free through the blood of Christ given for us. Let's celebrate this freedom by sharing this good news today. Pray with me. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for being our ultimate high priest. Thank you for paying for our sins through your perfect sacrifice once and for all. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.